The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
What's this?
That's In Excess, my friend. And Original Sin.
Nice. Just want to run through our stable that we've got so far for draft day. When they get drafted, these boys will all be saying thanks to Wisp and old Garrity for helping them on the journey. Finn Callahan.
That was Fatty. Fatty Finn.
Yeah. Jamison Ballantyne, also known as
Whiskey.
Ben Hobbs.
Hobbsy.
Is that the best she came up
yes.
with? And then Sam Banks.
Banger.
That's a nice four there. I think they're all going to go and go early, and I reckon this man will as well. Josh Shin has been good enough to join us from the Sandringham Dragons, a teammate of Finn Callahan's in actual fact. G'day, Joshy.
G'day. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, how's every one of these boys we spoke to was on their way to year 12 or exams or going to school? I think you've got through that, haven't you?
Yeah, I was very lucky, very fortunate to all be done last year, so haven't had too much to worry about this year, which is quite nice.
And you haven't had a hell of a lot of footy to play, unfortunately, which has been the way for a couple of years now. But the times that you did out there, you didn't have a hell of a lot of luck, a few hammies and a little bit of a foot. What can you tell us?
Yeah, no, it was pretty disappointing being, I guess, with the games that I did play, going down with a couple of injuries. But no, like, I think with injury came opportunity, and I was pretty lucky to have Jackson Kornberg as my coach this year, who I guess gave me opportunity to upskill myself, not just on field, but off field. So, but now I'm back fully fit. So really looking forward to hitting preseason hard.
Hey Josh, how many games have you played in the last two seasons?
5 games in the past 30 months, I think it's
wow.
been. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? Can you believe
in 30 months?
Yeah.
It's over 2 years, Wes.
Yeah.
Do you remember how to play?
Yeah. It actually, my first game at the start of this year was actually a bit like, I felt a bit lost out there. But no, nah, definitely, I just love playing the game, so yeah.
Did you remember whether you were a left foot kick or a right foot kick?
Well, actually, there's been a bit of talk about how my kicking wasn't too flash at the start of the year, so I might put that down to a bit of rust from the past 30 months, so yeah.
So describe how you feel right now. Are you anxious? Are you excited? Can you actually put a word to describe it?
I think I'm just excited, to be honest. I don't really get too stressed or anxious about, I guess, what's about to occur, because I guess everything that's been done it's done and dusted. There's not much more that I can do to push a case to club. So, just excited, really.
Do you feel that you do have, you know, when you sit down and you talk to clubs, do you feel in any way that you do have to sell yourself a little bit to them or not?
A little bit, but I guess once you start to have more conversations with clubs, you kind of understand that they kind of do their own analysis on you, and whatever you really say just kind of has to match up with what they've seen on vision, what they've heard from other people, and I guess what you present yourself as well.
Speaking with Josh Sin, who is very much in the frame in the draft in the early stages. What about social media, Josh? Tell me, this is something that's foreign to me and Tim and wasn't around when we were here. Are you conscious of it? Do you have a social media account? Do you check in every day, or is it something that you've got to be aware of?
I think definitely you've got to be aware of how your social media is going, because it can ruin careers, and it can, not just ruin your football career, but can also ruin your career outside of that as well. So, I do have a social media account, but I'm not a big fan of all of it, because a lot of bad things do happen on social media, but a lot of good things can happen, which you've kind of been able to see through someone like Bailey Smith, who's got a pretty decent career off it. So, like there's ups and downs to it, but certainly for me, I like to steer clear of it.
Tell us, describe, this is a question we always ask, describe yourself as a player for those out there that have got an eye to the draft and would love to see you join their club. What can they expect?
I think for me, I'm just quite a kid that likes to break the lines off off halfback or even through the midfield, and just really use my kick to open up the game, change angles, and I think also my leadership as well. So, yeah, being able to get the best out of everyone in the team. So I guess that's something that I like to do on game day.
Hey, Josh, you're back for the Blues. You're a big Carlton fan. Does that bother you at all? Would you like to go to Carlton, or does it not even enter the equation when you think about entering the draft?
Obviously I'd love to end up at Carlton, but at the end of the day, I guess with the position that I play and Carlton having brought in players like Adam Sard and Zach Williams, it kind of doesn't really all match up. But no, definitely, I think for me, I just really want to get picked up. It doesn't really matter where I end up, what state, what club. I just really want to make it into the AFL and really make a name for myself.
That sounds like, and I like the fact that you've looked into this a little bit as well as to where you might match up best. Is there a club out there you think that you would best suit then right now?
No, I haven't really thought about which other clubs. I think I'd love to, be with one of my really close mates, Nick Cox at Essendon. That'd be pretty nice. But I think also the opportunity to get drafted into state is something that I would really embrace and really look forward to, because I don't think there's kids, too many kids my age that have got the opportunity to move into state and I guess play their dream jobs. That's something I'd really look forward to as well.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting for you, Josh. At what age did you actually start to think about playing AFL football one day potentially?
It all really started as a little kid, but I guess it didn't really come to, I guess, fruition until probably under 16. So in 2019, when I started to put some really solid football together, and I just kind of thought maybe I could make a career out of this. And I guess ever since then, I've just really focused and put a lot of energy into training really hard. And so I guess that's where it all started in 2019.
Well, if the footy doesn't work out for you, and we hope it does, you're studying business, banking and finance at Monash. So is that something that you'd like to drift into post-footy career potentially?
Definitely. I like to, challenge myself in all aspects of life. And I think with uni, it's kept me really balanced this year, giving me something to do all throughout the year. So, maybe head into finance after football, whenever that finishes.
Well, we like the sound of that, Josh. You're down the Bayside. Have you finished uni for the year?
I've got my last uni exam on Cup Day, unfortunately, so I've got to wait until then.
And then after that, what's a day down the Bayside hold for you? Just talk us through an average day. It's 31 degrees. What would you get up to?
Get the training done in the morning so it's not too hot, and then probably just go down to the beach with a couple mates and, relax on the beach, really. Not too much to do, not too much to see. So
just skim a couple of stones across the water or something like that.
Yeah, just exactly like that.
Who are the big? Have you seen any AFL posers down there, beachside? Just any of the players that just pose and walk up and down the beach? I know there's some ex players or commentators that do that, but any you seen many of the current day?
You don't mind seeing Archie Perkins down at St Kilda Beach, strutting his stuff along there. So he's certainly one that enjoys it. And I'll tell you what, if Bailey Smith ever comes back to Melbourne, you'll see him down there as well.
They've got the Kerford rigs, haven't they?
Oh, they do. They do. They're the models.
Josh, great to talk to you. Before I let you go, what's your favourite memory in your footy career to date?
Probably my last ever game for Xavier versus St. Kevin's when we got up. So that's probably my favourite football memory in 2019.
Nicely done. Hey, you're in our stable now with Callaghan, Ballantyne, Hobbs and Banks. And we're going to watch with great interest on draft night, see where you end up. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Good on you. Josh Sinn there, who it's SINN, plays for the Sandringham Dragons. Had some little foot injuries. I read an article today or yesterday about him, who very early pick Wispy until such time as he hadn't been able to put his best foot forward.
Five games in 30 months, Gary.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's not much footy, is it?
It is. It's incredible. So he's in the stable for Chadston Toyota, which welcomes you back. Same day service bookings and over 100 new cars ready for delivery. I asked for a bigger, the the heartthrob trio of Watson, Eddinghausen and Silvani. They were strutting around at a GQ party up in Sydney.
Don't put Mayo on the story. It wasn't a GQ
That's
party.
That's what you told me.
I said it was
the Bachelor of the Year.
I did not. I said it was the People Choice
Award. People Choice.
Back in the day.
Well, last time you told me you did something with a rugby league legend, I then opened with it when I went to Wally Lewis and he went, "Who?" Now, am I to open the interview with Andrew Eddinghausen and say, "Listen, what are your memories of when you and the Wisp and Sausage Silvani went through the media, what was it, People's Choice Awards?"
Not until I speak to him. He may not remember it as clearly as what I would.
You said you spent one of the great nights.
I didn't, no.
With your good mate, Andrew Eddinghausen.
No, I said we spent a great night with Russell Crowe and Diesel. That's what I said, and Sauce. We'd dropped ET by that stage. We'd dropped him off. He wasn't much fun.
Oh, he wasn't much fun. Cut that up for me, Coxie. I want to play it to him when he joins us at 8 o'clock.